Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Diary of a Tuscan Bookshop, a memoir by Alba Donati is a nonfiction memoir translated from Italian and centered on the creation and daily running of a small independent bookshop in rural Tuscany. Rather than offering a conventional business guide, it presents a diary form account of Donati's effort to open the bookshop on the hill in her home village of Lusignana, a community of about 180 people. The book combines personal reflection, literary enthusiasm, and observations about village life, showing how a cultural project can emerge in an unlikely place. Its purpose is both intimate and practical. It records the realities of founding a bookshop, the support and skepticism that followed, and the role books can play in shaping community. The memoir is especially notable for its tone of warmth and literary curiosity, as well as for the daily book lists that extend its value beyond narrative into reading discovery. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, building a bookshop in a village that seems too small for one. One of the book's central concerns is the decision to open a bookshop in Lusignana, a rural Tuscan village with only a small population. That premise matters because it creates the basic tension of the memoir. The project appears impractical by ordinary commercial standards. Yet Donati treats it as culturally necessary. The book is less interested in proving that the idea is profitable than in showing how vision, persistence, and local commitment can make a modest literary space viable. This gives the memoir a concrete entrepreneurial dimension, without turning it into a startup narrative. The bookshop becomes a test case for whether a meaningful public place can still be built in a place with limited foot traffic and strong social familiarity. By tracking the opening process through diary entries, the memoir shows the emotional and logistical weight of turning an idea into a physical space. It also clarifies why independent bookshops matter not simply as retail outlets, but as places where local identity and reading culture can overlap. Secondly, diary form as a record of daily work, doubt, and progress. The diary structure is not just a stylistic choice. It shapes how the memoir communicates meaning. Instead of building a single polished argument, Donati records events as they unfold, which allows the reader to see the uneven rhythm of real work. This format is effective for a subject like bookselling because it captures small developments, repeated concerns, and the accumulation of effort that a more traditional memoir might compress. It also makes space for uncertainty. The reader experiences planning, waiting, decision-making, and adjustment as part of the story, rather than seeing only the finished result. That matters because the book's appeal lies partly in its honesty about process. The daily entries give the memoir a grounded quality and prevent it from becoming purely idealized. At the same time, the format lends intimacy, since the reader is invited into Donati's ongoing reflections, rather than a retrospective summary. The diary form also suits the bookshop setting, where each day can bring new visitors, new orders, and new concerns, turning ordinary routine into the substance of the narrative. Thirdly, bookselling as a form of cultural stewardship. The memoir presents bookselling as more than selling inventory. Donati treats the bookshop as a place of selection, mediation, and cultural responsibility, where each title offered reflects a judgment about what readers may need or value. This emphasis gives the book an important intellectual layer. The bookseller is not passive, but active in shaping access to literature. The repeated lists of ordered books reinforce this idea by showing the practical side of curation. Readers do not just witness a shop operating. They see reading culture being assembled day by day through choices, tastes, and recommendations. That makes the memoir especially attractive to book lovers, but it also gives it broader significance. The book argues implicitly that a bookshop can function as a small public institution that preserves literary exchange in an era dominated by larger commercial systems. Donati's reflections on writers, poets, and favorite books deepen that idea, since they show bookselling as rooted in sustained literary attention, rather than simple retail transaction. The result is a memoir that links individual taste to communal literary life. Fourthly, community response and the social life of a local bookshop. Another major theme is the way the bookshop interacts with its surrounding community. Donati's account shows that the shop is not an isolated personal project. It becomes a social space shaped by visitors, supporters, and skeptics. That interaction matters because it reveals how a bookshop can operate as a civic meeting point rather than a purely commercial location. The memoir pays attention to who comes through the door, how they respond, and what kinds of reading needs they bring with them. This gives the book an observational quality that is useful for understanding rural social life as well as bookselling. The presence of doubt from some locals also matters because it keeps the memoir from becoming simplistic. A small cultural venture in a village naturally invites mixed reactions, and the book acknowledges that reality. At the same time, the memoir emphasizes the positive forms of connection that emerge around books. In this sense, the bookshop is portrayed as a place where reading becomes a shared activity, linking different generations and personalities through conversation, curiosity, and recommendation. Lastly, the memoir's broader appeal as a celebration of place and reading. The book stands out because it joins two pleasures that often appear separately in nonfiction: the atmosphere of a distinctive place and the pleasures of literary discovery. Tuscany is not merely a backdrop here. The rural setting shapes the mood of the memoir, reinforcing its attention to landscape, scale, and local rhythm. That setting makes the story distinctive among books about bookshops, which are often urban or nostalgic in tone. Donati's memoir also offers a reading experience that extends beyond the narrative itself, since the daily lists of books create a built-in pathway for further exploration. This makes the book useful to readers who enjoy taking notes on recommendations and following literary trails. In category terms, it fits alongside memoirs about books, small businesses, and place-based living, but it is more intimate than a business narrative and more grounded than a purely sentimental bookshop story. Its value comes from combining a real entrepreneurial project with a distinctly Italian literary sensibility. The result is a memoir that is both specific in setting and broadly appealing to readers interested in books, community, and the persistence of cultural ideals. In conclusion, Diary of a Tuscan Bookshop, a memoir, will appeal most to readers who enjoy memoirs about books, independent bookshops, rural life, and the everyday work behind cultural projects. It is especially relevant for book lovers, aspiring booksellers, and readers who appreciate memoirs built from observation rather than dramatic plot. The practical value of the book lies in its close look at how a small bookshop is imagined, opened, and sustained in a place where the odds are not obvious. Its intellectual value comes from the way it treats bookselling as a form of cultural care, selecting books, welcoming readers, and creating a place where reading becomes communal. What makes it stand out in a crowded bookshop memoir category is its combination of diary structure, Tuscan setting, and literary curation. It is not a generic celebration of bookstores. It is a record of a very specific place, a very specific project, and a very specific relationship between reading and belonging. That specificity gives the memoir its charm and its lasting interest. If you would like to support Alba Donati, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.